I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Is the Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult.
Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. Big Tuesday night. More and more people out and about. More and more people in the stores. More and more people out on the road. We've all seen this. And that gets you kind of excited, Alex, I think. Kind of excited to start thinking about, well, at what point are we going to be able to go even further afield? You know, at what point will you have, you know, the opportunity to really do some traveling. And so that is something that has just obsessed so many people recently, including me. Because you know what, Alex? You want the thing you can't have.
That's right.
Back when it was
buffet,
only money.
I want a traveling buffet. I want a buffet. You know what, Ethan? Patent pending. Buffet airlines.
All right, oh
buffet airlines. And the very,
you did it.
Look, and here's the thing. You know when you get to, and I'm kicking around the idea. So that if we were going to have, because we're all going to want to get out, we're all going to want to go through the buffet. We all want Ethan to turn his phone off during the show. All these things are part of the desires that we have.
Right,
sure. The only person that matters during this 2 hours, Ethan, is me. Okay.
Well, if you'd get to the point.
No. All I was saying was that I'm trying to figure out where the roast beef goes, the cutting station.
Oh,
you know, because I want to make sure that we can still, even when there's turbulence, I still want to be able to figure that out.
Well, you know what is interesting, Alex, is back when it was just money holding me back from traveling, I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to do any planning. I didn't want to do any dreaming.
That's right.
Because I couldn't afford it.
Well,
now that I couldn't, even if I could afford it, now I'm obsessed with it.
Well, let's kick it off here. I
can't stop.
Let's kick off a special edition of Vacation Club because not only are you thinking about going back to traveling, but also companies are willing to accept you to come in as long as you know if you get sick at their place, they're not actually responsible for any of it, okay?
The places you want to go and how to get there. It's the Nightside Vacation Club. Get a free night's stay, but you have to stay for the whole presentation.
I told my wife, by the way, I go, Ethan got rid of the Tacoma. He got rid of the truck.
Yeah.
She's like, what? What's he going to do? And then she realized she didn't know what it is that you like to do at all. She's like, well, why did he have a truck anyway? He doesn't go out anywhere, does he? I go, they camp quite often. They go out quite often. And she was like, that does not seem like something that Ethan would do. I go, hey, now, come on. This guy,
he goes camping.
He camps, man, but he wants more room. So the whole thing is that if you are able to go back to whatever version of safety we had before, I mean, listen, think about how much you were surrounded by. The more that we're into this COVID stuff, Ethan, the more that I realize, I can't believe that we were as okay of being jammed into small areas with strangers as we were.
Yeah.
The story now of when my wife and I were coming back from Europe over in December, and the child in front of us, and we had a giant laugh about it because the kid in front of us threw up about 10 times. Okay, now think about that story in mid-May of 2020 and how much you want to die. And I can't believe we got out of there with our lives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Disney visitors, are going to assume all risks when returning back to Disney. And look, we kind of already do that. But what they're basically doing is what a lot of companies are doing now. And you tell me if this is over the top and if you can't believe that companies are going to be so selfish and they're going to make you sign away your life and say, I'm not going to hold Disney or, you know, fill-in-the-blank company responsible for anything that happens at that place. Because now the Disney World Resort is issuing disclaimers to guests who plan on going to the Disney Springs location that you will assume all risk. There will not be some version of, yeah, I got sick there because they opened too early.
Yeah, they're saying, they say this. They say, quote, an inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. It goes on to talk about how dangerous it is and contagious. And then it says, by visiting Disney Springs, you voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What are they supposed to do?
Here's the thing. We want Disney more than we will say, you know what, I'm not doing this. I'm not signing up for participating in this. You know what I mean? Like, we want Disney back that bad. We will assume all risk. The places where we'll have a hard time assuming risk is that middle area where most of the time, if you don't want to assume that risk, you just are not going to do it. That's what we're doing right now, right? We're
When you're compelled to be there, if it's a situation where you don't have a choice, you have to be there.
Ethan, you're going to go. It's like your situation with going on a cruise, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's the worst place to go right after the pandemic is, you know, kind
of
coming in.
I can't explain I'm not trying to rationalize it.
I'm assuming
it's irrational.
See, the thing they're going to make you sign is that upon contracting COVID-19 during this particular cruise, and then in fill in the blank, because they are like, you will actually get it during this trip. So,
I want to bring up something else. This is going on in Dubai. Where the Emirates Airlines has started doing blood testing on its passengers. The Dubai Health Authority is staked out a spot in the group check-in area. And basically what happens is they do a blood test for the COVID-19. They've got results available within 10 minutes. They're just doing it in mass numbers. Everyone who wants to get on the flight has to do this test. If you refuse to take the test, you cannot get on the plane. And so my first thought was, they're doing blood tests. How long do you have to, how soon do you have to get to the airport? 2 weeks before your flight? No, in 10 minutes. They can have the results in 10 minutes. And this is what blows my mind. And also is a little bit frustrating. Every other country has better stuff than we do for coronavirus. Everyone else does. They got better plans in place. They got better equipment. They got better testing. The U.S. has been garbage at this from day one. And I why don't we have a 10-minute test?
I just am like,
we don't.
I don't know.
We have tests.
But see,
we have tests for everybody. We don't have tests for anybody. Everyone's already had a test. No one's had a test.
Right.
We don't need tests. I mean, I don't know anything about it. It's like there's so much garbage that at the end of the day, you throw up your hand and say, "Well, I don't know." Face masks. In the meantime, Dubai is doing 10-minute blood tests.
See, but hold on.
They didn't say what the blood tests were. We're so dumb.
They didn't say what the blood tests were. They didn't say if the blood tests were because of the antibody tests. I was blown away that they were like, you'll step over into this area at the airport, at the Dubai airport, and this is where you'll get your blood test done. So you have that, and then you have the Qatar Airlines having all of the folks, all of their crew are wearing hazmat suits. This is amazing. And I'm like, here's the thing. I'm not creeped out by it at all. I'm jealous of the hazmat suit.
They're wearing masks and they look like those paper jumpers. And they have hoods that go
I don't know if they're hazmat suits because I hear hazmat suit and I imagine Doc Brown, the suit that, that Marty McFly wears in the field to tell the guy he's from Pluto.
Or the guys in Breaking Bad.
Right, exactly. Hey, yeah,
these are like the paper ones.
Millard,
like paper.
I don't know if you know this because you live in your own world of doing your show from home, and that's nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have all this breaking traffic news during this afternoon where they have shut down entirely the westbound and eastbound lanes of I-80 on the west side of our state, basically going out to and past Tooele all the way to the Nevada border and back again. And Kira Hoffelmeyer, executive producer of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, joining us here in studio. And Kira, We got word that they shut down all traffic, not just the RVs and the semis, and now we're getting word why exactly, right?
So we're learning probably a little bit of why. There are three semis that have blown over right within a mile of each other, one at milepost 27 westbound, two at milepost 28 westbound. There are no injuries, according to Utah Highway Patrol. But I-80 westbound is shut down, as is I-80 eastbound. The National Weather Service expects that there's going to be these strong gusts of wind until at least 9 o'clock tonight. So we're not done yet.
Okay, so Kira with the update. Three semis, according to the UHP, have blown over there going toward Nevada. And that's why you're seeing all traffic stopped east and westbound from the Nevada border all the way into Salt Lake City. So there's that. Just that, you know, it was just like today, Ethan, I saw a thing about you're just stuff that's going on in your life. And imagine being stuck on the freeway in traffic that's just totally stopped or being told you're not going this far anymore or you're not going to travel to this getaway that you wanted to do today. Everything feels like just going in a weird direction. But, hey, yeah. You know what? That's life. That's what we're dealing with on the roadways. And as a person who received a speeding ticket within the last week, I can tell you we're still trying to keep the law in order about us. So we're going to take our first break here. Ethan, when we come back, we've got more to talk about here on the program. 57500. I think you're judging us harshly, Ethan. Being able to pull off a blood test in an airport in 10 minutes, that sounds like that sounds fake. That sounds like fake news.
Maybe.
Probably not, though. Let's take the break. We'll come back and tell you what the military is doing to recruit youngsters during all of this pandemic, because it's tough to get people to go into the recruiting offices. Plus, we're going to talk to you about Dr. Matt, and we're going to ask for your voicemails, totally anonymous, asking questions for Dr. Matt. We'll tell you the details next. We'll tell you the phone number to call and the questions that you can ask, so we can get our questions to Dr. Matt for tomorrow. Stay with us. More to go. It's the Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Nightside.
Nightside.
We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. Hey, if you are out on the roads today, stay safe. Particularly high winds out on I-80 out on the west side of the state, out in the west desert. They've closed down a portion of I-80.
Yeah, like all of it.
Stretching
east and
from
westbound there.
Yeah. Stretching from Lake Point to Nevada.
Yeah, so
that's a big deal. Be very careful. Take that very, very seriously, especially if you're driving a high-profile vehicle, large truck, camper, you know, stuff like that. Boy, that'll just knock you right on your side. So be careful out there. And Alex, we'd like to remind everyone that tomorrow we're meeting with Dr. Matt. And so Dr. Matt's coming on to give us some mental health advice.
Yeah, it's our weekly session, bro.
It's our weekly session, and we're changing it up a little bit. Now, in the past, we've asked you to email. And email your
and
questions.
And we want those. We still want those. Nightside@KSL.com. Any therapy question you have, we want to get it. And so I don't want to discourage anybody from emailing.
No.
But we're gonna add a new way for you to participate in the show.
That's right. We're gonna kind of spice it up a little bit. We have a hotline that you can call and record a message. And then we play your question in your voice, which I think sounds like a fun thing to do. Of course, it's not going to be for everybody, but you know, if you'd like to do that, please do it. And Alex, I just realized that no one gave me the phone number.
I've got it right here.
All right, good.
So our voicemails we're asking for Dr. Matt are 801-575-7668. So it's just KSL 7668. 801-KSL-7668.
Should I post that number on Twitter and ask questions?
Absolutely. Say, hey, just ask your mental health question to Dr. Matt on the Nightside Project. Easy enough to do. 801-575-7668. So you leave those tonight. We will come through those. And look, no question is a dumb question. So we're gonna throw it out there to Dr. Matt, and we try to get the ones that we feel like are, if we have kind of repeats, kind of same type questions, or a lot of them are related, then we'll try to get one of those in there that sort of represents all those. But Dr. Matt, here's his phone number, or here's the voice line for
him.
Here's
his cell phone number.
Here's his cell phone number, no. But here's the recorded line where we're going to be able to hear your messages tomorrow, 801-575-7668. Give it a call. record a question for Dr. Matt for tomorrow's program. In the meantime, Ethan, this one was something that I think that really spoke to you because
it did.
The military is actually trying to figure out a lot of things these days when it comes to the pandemic, just like everything else. Recruiting
right.
still needs to go on, and that's something that that they are trying to figure out during the pandemic. And this has already been a field where they have used video games in the past to pare down people who would be perfect for certain programs within the military. And now military recruiters are relying on video games like Call of Duty, Ethan,
yeah.
to be able to do some outreach and look at some younger men and women who could be perfect for enlisting.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how that works. It's not. I think that people think to themselves that some like that a lieutenant general is watching and he's like, I've been watching you on Call of Duty. You're exactly what we're looking for to go murder the terrorists.
Well,
you know?
Obviously, and I don't think they're trying to say that Call of Duty is any way like real combat. But when you think about it, though, maybe these are young people who might be open to it, right? Just in terms of attitude and the things they think are cool, they might be open to
killing
to
terrorists. Is that what you said?
After all, I don't know how it was up in Washington State where you were, but we had recruiters come to my high school, and you know what they brought? They brought
pizza.
Equipment.
Oh.
They brought equipment. I actually got to sit down in a little corridor next to the cafeteria. I got to sit down and see what it felt like to sit down against a 50 caliber machine gun on a little tripod.
Well, so what? How did they simulate that?
Well, I just sat there. They brought it. They had it at my school.
Oh, I thought you meant like they would. It simulated like the kick
and
everything.
No. They brought this. They brought this. This 50 caliber machine gun, and it had these thumb triggers on it. And I sat down next to it. It was on a tripod on the floor, and you sat down and you kind of swivel a little bit, and it was, boy, it was a heck of an experience. So,
well, it's wild to think that
so Call of Duty might just be an indicator to say, hey, this is a kid that likes military stuff.
Sure.
Maybe we can, you know, talk to him about it. But there's something else, though. There's something else. And that is when you look at how much of the military is now going to these machines that are controlled. Drones, aircraft, on land, in air, and sea, these remote-controlled devices. Kids that are good at video games are going to be good at those, right? That hand-eye coordination.
Sure.
That spatial awareness, that ability to understand, you know, what's happening on the screen. It's not a small skill to have going into a military that's starting to fill up with things. I mean, you could connect one of those, one of those drones to an Xbox controller, and I'm not making a joke here. There are kids that would be instantly good at it. That's valuable, right?
And scary, as heck. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I don't have very many regrets in my life.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
I have one or two. And you and I have talked about this before. I regret not enlisting when I was younger.
Oh, I think I remember you talking about that, particularly after 9/11.
And I'm not saying, I'm not saying go and do it, right? I'm not saying that you should.
I have the same kind of thought where you did, where I don't think that at any point, I don't know, think about where you were in your life when you were 17, 18 years old. And how seriously you were taking things. And then here's the other thing that I had. I had my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran and a POW in World War II. I had my dad, who served in the Marines. And the thing was, is that my dad, it seemed like it was kind of like, hey, these other people do these things so that you don't have to. You're going to go off and do these other things. Like, in my mind, it was like, this is what you are going to do because, hey, look, you don't have to go and serve. You don't need to enlist. You don't need to be. You're not going to get drafted because we're not in wartime, and so you are able to afford doing something else because other people were drafted or enlisted because of that.
Right.
Whatever. I mean, that's the way exactly. I thought of it. It's like it's almost like, you know, when my kids ask me, they're like, "I want to get in the radio business." I'm like, "You're never going to do it. I'm not letting you." Like,
I understand, and you know, I didn't have. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my grandfather fought in World War II. My dad just drew a high number in Vietnam, so he just wasn't picked. They never got to him. And I thought about it, you know, because when 9/11 hit, I was still unmarried. You know, I could have gone and I could have done it. And I think, you know what, Alex, I think if I had done that, I'd be a better person. And I certainly would have benefited from that experience. And I certainly would have been proud of that. And I think my kids would be proud of it.
Sure.
Instead of having a veteran hero for a dad, they've got a schmuck who's...
Okay, you know. so unless you've served in the military, you're a schmuck.
No, of
I'm sure there are going
not.
To be some texters.
Of course not.
I'm sure there's going to be some texters who.
But I just agree with you.
But I think I look at it the opposite way. I'm very grateful for the people who've served before me, and I got to do something else. That's the way I look at it. I mean, and I don't have. It was not for me. That I will just say right now, it was not for me. And I kind of fit the profile. Aside from being a super chubby kid, I fit the profile in the sense of, you know, athlete in high school, not the smartest kid in the school. And so I was like, hey, this is kind of –
give this kid a gun.
Yeah, that was the kind of thing that sometimes, like, they would sort of gravitate toward my type, you know, in school. I never really got that. All right, let's take a break here. 57500 is the text number. We got this text right here. I am here, so is Dad. So that's the text that we just got, and I'm assuming that's talking about you and I. I'm here, so is Dad. Hmm. The call-in text line. That 50 caliber machine gun is known as Meduse, designed by John Moses Browning. That was the text that just rolled in here. That's the one you got your hands on, Ethan. And, wow, I-80 has closed all traffic from Lake Point to Wendover because of wind. Yes, that's no joke. It is happening. You've got to make sure and not – you cannot travel on I-80 west and east bound there past Lake Point. So, three semis, according to UHP, blown over with the wind. Taking the news break here. We'll find out more about that and much more. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio. We're going to talk about Salt Lake County reopening a little bit more in the rec center business. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
As long as I'm with you guys, I'm always in the fake good place.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
It's weird, though, doing the show while we're miles apart.
That's actually my favorite part. I cannot social distance myself from you enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. This is a special limited edition spring season of the program. We hope you're enjoying it, and we've got a lot to review still today. But we wanted to make sure that we mentioned again that tomorrow we've got Dr. Matt coming in. Dr. Matt is a real deal psychiatrist, and he's going to be helping us with some mental health questions. We want you to call in to a special number to record a question, and then we can play your recorded question over the air. How about that?
Absolutely. So let me
Alex,
give you the phone
what's the number?
It's 801-575-7668. So easy enough to find. 801-575-7668. So you can leave your message for Dr. Matt, and you can do it anonymously. Obviously, you know, it'll be your voice over the voice line. But, you know, if it's just a generic question of, hey, how do I deal with my kids right now? Or what are you laughing about? What are you doing?
One of our texters at 57500 just pointed out something, and this
what?
Is a blast from the past for Nightside. This phone number, it's the return of KSL Snot.
Oh, come on. KSL that? Snot. That's right. So
that's
look,
how you
if you
it.
Want to remember it, 801 KSL Snot. So there you go.
There you go.
Yep, that's how you can remember it. And it's not pretty, but there we are.
Thank you for texting that reminder and grow up. All right, we're getting some interesting texts on the military. We're talking about the military and using video games to kind of recruit. And I want to point something else out. The reason why they're kind of doing this is because their enlistment has actually been down for a couple of months. They're not going to hit. They're not hitting their target numbers. You know, the military knows exactly how many people they need to recruit every month to kind of keep the whole thing moving forward. Because, you know, for every man that enlists on or man or woman that enlists on this end,
38,000 Chinese army enlistments have happened.
No, I was just going to say that members of the military also retire from the military, right?
True.
So we've got to replenish. And
I thought we were trying to beat the Chinese, bro. Come on.
Well, they're not hitting. There seems to be this weird effort to go to war with China, and I do not understand it.
I don't think it's anything. It's not a fight any of us want. It's just manpower wise, that's a bad situation.
But it's like we're being double dog dared into this. It's like, how far can we go to make China kind of our scapegoat? What is interesting is that so they've fallen behind on their enlistment because of the virus, right? Because they're not being able to get out and meet with students anymore. But they are actually ahead of the game on re-enlistment. So soldiers are re-enlisting. They're re-upping at a higher –
Is it a bonus?
Higher rate.
Is it a bonus situation?
I think it's because they're like, when I'm in the military,
I'm solid.
I know what
here.
I'm doing every day, and I know where I'm getting my food, and I know where I'm getting my pay. In 2020, why would you walk away from that
and be like, I've got this great job doing that thing. All right.
Yeah.
So here's what we want to do. Again, the voicemails for Dr. Matt Woolley tomorrow night on the Nightside Project, 575-7668. So get those in. Ask your questions. Ask away. No dumb questions here. In the meantime,
Are you saying there are no dumb questions, or are you saying don't bring your dumb questions?
No. I'm saying there are no dumb questions.
Okay. That's very generous of you.
From the listeners.
We all know there are actually dumb questions.
Yeah. No, I think the line is there are no stupid questions, just stupid people and stupid answers. Mm-hmm. So there's
and they're all welcome.
Absolutely. Millard, Salt Lake County reopening, of course, and rec centers are also looking to find a way to open up as well.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting one, too. If you go to KSLNewsRadio.com, you can look at this story about this very item of now with things opening up. Parks, facilities, and Salt Lake County's releasing how they're going to get together and do this. So the timeline looks like this for Salt Lake County reopening their recreation centers. So for the next week and a half, they have all the social distancing in place, playgrounds, dog parks, pickleball courts, Ethan.
Mm.
There you go. Skate parks, open fields, paths, and trails will be open to the public. So they're open
to
the public.
That was starting yesterday.
So then, and here's the other good news, because I know this was a problem at some point. We were out at Antelope Island, and I tried to open a bathroom door, and no can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the next couple of days, Wheeler Farm is going to open. Social distancing requirements are going to be in place. Cities that are in the yellow status on May 23rd will have access to pavilions, athletic fields, amenities, things like that. I will say, we went through our old neighborhood probably a week and a half ago, driving past Sugar House Park, and I was like, holy cow. There is not a lot of social distancing going on, and there were – Ethan, we are as a state. I get it. We are desperate to hang out again. And most of the time when people are hanging out at Sugar House Park, it's a lot – this was a Sunday.
It's a big park.
Yeah, and there's a lot of families getting together. So you have we're families, and it's not just like we're not trying to just get everybody in one place at one time. This is like our family hanging out right here in this corner of the park, and it is a massive park. But I remember looking around going, holy cow, there's no place to park. There was no place to park for anybody. Mm-hmm. And I was – and just everyone was running around, and I thought – good. I'm glad people are still out and doing things. And even in, Salt Lake gets this rap for being just like totally shut down. But the reality is that a place like Sugar House Park, perfect place for you to be able to go and make sure you're socially distant from one another. And look, maybe there's still caution tape around a lot of these playgrounds. There isn't now, though, you're not going to see hardly at all anymore. And I will say, too, that'll be a good thing for my kids who are like, they drive by every park. And they're waiting to see the one that doesn't have a sign on it or the caution tape wrapped around it, so that they can figure out a place they can go play.
So here's the thing, also though. So Salt Lake County's rolled this out for their city, their parks and amenities and recreation facilities.
Right.
This says Salt Lake County Parks and Rec is scheduled for phase reopening of city parks, amenities and recreation facilities. But that's not completely accurate. Because Salt Lake County can only control what Salt Lake County can control.
Right.
Salt Lake County is not necessarily in charge of city parks. And in fact, the Cottonwood Heights Rec Center,
Oh, here comes old uppity Cottonwood Heights. Oh, it's been open.
I'm just saying it's been open for some time. So it says right here that Salt Lake County has released a schedule for city parks, amenities, and rec facilities. That's not really the case because under the county rules, select rec centers begin opening with modified operations June 1st. But city rec centers.
Oh, here comes Ethan with the technicalities.
Are well underway.
You could take my city park from me. Hands.
I'm just pointing out, and this is one of the things that's been frustrating about this whole thing is cities and counties are together and they overlap, but they're not the same thing, and they have different leadership. Yes. Same with states, same with the country, and this is part of the problem when no one is steering the ship, and everyone's like, "Oh yeah, no, it's you," and the no one's steering the ship, so it's like, "Oh yeah, no, Salt Lake County is regulating city parks." Well, since when? Since when is Salt Lake County's decision?
I love it. This is my favorite. This is my favorite version of Ethan Millard, the one who's like incensed by regulations. I love it.
I just don't. You know, there's no one steering the ship, and this is a big problem for us.
All right, let's take the break here. When we come back, we've got a couple things we want to talk about, including Prince Charles, next in line for the monarchy. He's going to be Britain's next king unless the queen outlasts him. At this rate, she is. But I don't
know. The queen kills him.
I said outlast.
Bumps him off.
I can't say anything like that. I said outlast. But he's got to plead for people over there to do their part in Great Britain, and we'll tell you what it is next. You can actually hear Prince Charles giving his two cents as to what the great people of Great Britain should do to pitch in during this pandemic. Also, we've got Ethan's age quiz coming up. Not your age, but whether or not Ethan knows the age of celebrities across the world. That's coming up next hour as well. Yeah. Stay with us. The Nighttime Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right. Welcome to The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. Boy, we're just rolling on through the show tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Alex, I don't know what to say. Mention that phone number one more time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you want to get a voice message recording to Dr. Matt tomorrow, a question... mental health question of any kind, anything, or even just like a stress-related question or something. Look, he's a clinical psychologist, so you might as well ask him the tough questions or even just the ones that you think, I've been struggling with this, or I have a family member who's struggling with this. 575-7668. It's 801 KSL SNOT.
And keep in mind, our intention is to play a clip of you on the air.
Yes.
So we think that would be interesting fun. So if you're, up with that and you think that'd be cool, call us up. You can also email us nightside@ksl.com.
That's right.
Right. Either way, we're looking forward to hearing from you. Alex, we got a text in here at 57500. Am I the only person who had never heard of pickleball until they started announcing pickleball courts are reopening?
Now, listen.
I actually had heard of pickleball, but only in like the last 2 years.
Have you ever played it?
No, never.
It's fun. It's
it looks fun.
It's like a tennis. It's like a big table tennis type situation.
It is not a big table. What is that?
Yeah, because you've got paddles. Like the pickleball paddles are like wooden paddles.
Yeah, so
and then it's a wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. That's essentially the pickleball, and then you're on kind of a miniaturized
tennis court. Yeah.
And the rules are semi-similar to volleyball in the sense of like having side outs and like the server
gets
the point.
Yeah, it's a volley sport, so you get in, you move around. But I think what people like about it is because of this the type of ball that you use and the paddles that you use, it doesn't get going too fast. So you still move a lot.
And the court's small enough too that you can still get to almost everything.
You can cover it.
Yeah. So it is fun. I would say. And, like, one of the most popular things right now, if people are getting, like, sport courts, things like that, poured in their yards, that 30-by-50 size court that can fit a pickleball court and kind of a three-quarter basketball court or, like, a two-thirds size basketball court, that's, like, the number one thing people are putting in. Because pickleball is awesome because the whole family can play.
What is this,
a commercial for pickleball? Get out of here. I don't know what we're doing. Head on down to St. George this weekend and play pickleball.
You know what is popular at the so pickleball's cotton popular at Cottonwood Rec Center, which is the one that I go to. Mm-hmm. Not now, but you know, before the world ended.
I got you.
But you know something else that I noticed, and every morning there were at least one or two groups playing. This was volleyball. Have you seen this?
So is this basically
they string? They've got some mounts in some recessed mounts in a couple of the racquetball courts.
Yes.
And they put up a net and you play a variation of volleyball in a racquetball court.
Right. So that's what I was thinking. It was like a racquetball
court. So you play the wall and
walls.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With, with the
It looks
interesting.
Really
fun. Looks
fun.
There. I'm glad for all those people who are getting out and doing physical things. Good for those people.
I don't know that you can play volleyball right now.
No, no. The walls are disgusting.
I
the walls and the balls are disgusting. Absolutely.
I've
played pickleball during the COVID.
You have?
Yeah. Heck
and you're
yeah.
Okay, you survived. You
well, I mean, I licked the actual pickleballs, and I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm doing okay still.
So, well, that's
it's
how
not
you,
recommended. It's not recommended.
That's how you inoculate yourself against coronavirus.
It's a herd immunity here. Mm-hmm. Lick this. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to get to this portion of the show here, Ethan, and that
is we got to do a little Game of Thrones thing.
Yes,
here, because
so,
Prince Charles is gunning for the throne. He's gunning for his mom's crown.
Is this how he's doing
this
it?
This was an episode on Game of Thrones. We've seen this before.
We've seen this before. So Prince Charles goes out there and he pleads with the British people because apparently during all this, they have had a lack of people who are going to be able to do the picking of Great Britain's fruits and vegetable crops for this spring.
It's called a harvest.
Is that what they – hold on. Let me write this down. A harvest? Is that what you're saying? So
just
here's
a fun
Prince,
new word.
Here's what Prince Charles had to say about doing your part, for free, by the way, in helping out Great Britain's food crisis that could happen unless you help.
At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged. The food and farming sector is no exception. If we are to harvest British fruit and vegetables this year, we need an army of people to help. Food does not happen by magic.
What?
It all begins with our remarkable farmers and growers.
I found this out this summer. I didn't know that it didn't happen
food comes
by
from
magic.
Farms.
It didn't happen by magic. Here, we're still going.
Oh, sorry.
If the last few weeks have proved anything, it is that food is precious and valued, and it cannot be taken for granted.
It sells some money.
This is why that great movement of the Second World War, the Land Army, is being rediscovered in the newly created Pick for Britain campaign. In the coming months, many thousands of people will be needed to bring in the crops. It will be hard graft, but is hugely important if we are to avoid the growing crops going to waste.
So the Pick Your Britain campaign is... They're not asking for volunteers. They're gonna pay people.
Are they
to pay people.
No, no.
Because they're looking for people who have been furloughed or
right. Because they're the ones that they know aren't working.
So come work for free.
From what I understand, that's exactly what it is. And they're asked. I mean, the whole idea was basically just, hey, look, Pick for Britain, and it just is like that. We need you because we need the. It's going to be absolutely. I just found out that fruit is eaten by other people, not just me.
Food is important.
Food is something that other people. I found out that fruit doesn't just fall out of the sky into my servant's arms.
It's important.
What was that? What was that, Ethan? It's important.
Food is important.
That was tweet. It was tweeted out by Clarence House, by the way, one of his many properties where he.
So
in the background is a massive garden, a beautiful massive garden.
Yeah, totally manicured by other people.
Amazing.
So here's the deal, though, Alex. So what you know? What maybe they just have.
Take on the unglamorous task of picking fruit and vegetables to help farmers. This is not
a paid
situation, bro.
Maybe they're asking people who are – because if you've been laid off, I don't know what the benefits are like if you've been laid off in Great Britain. Maybe they're better than here in the United States. But I know here in the United States, no one in the political world in the United States could ever look any American in the eye and say, hey, sorry you lost your job. Come work for us for free. They would never ever get away with
that.
Maybe that's exactly what it is. But maybe there's a situation where the benefits that they have available to the unemployed give this as an option. Here's my question, Alex, why are they?
Oh, I would love to do it if I had. Like, honestly, I it would be cool. Except for the ones I don't. Can I choose the ones that I pick? Because I don't want to bend over to pick anything. Like, I don't want to do the lettuce. You know what I mean? That's going to hurt my back. I want kind of stuff that I can just walk past. Maybe eat a couple pieces while I'm there.
What if your king asks you to cut the lettuce? What if your king comes to you and says,
the UK government has previously...
Food is so potent.
I don't know if you knew this, but every time a bell rings, I eat another peach. So if you could keep picking, that would be glamorous.
Alex, you are 6.5. Britain needs you to get down as low to the ground as possible.
We got to take a break here. But the prince...
At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged. Food and farming sector is no exception.
There's no exception. My new impersonation is Prince Charles.
Alex.
The food and vegetables sector is no different. Apparently, legumes come from the ground. All right. Taking the break. We got news, traffic, and weather. When we come back, would you pick vegetables for the crown? The answer is no, Ethan. Sorry.
You're king.
Oh, sorry. When we come back, we've got more to go. Now it's up to 4 semis blown over near Wendover. Holy cow. When we come back, we've got more to go. Our second hour of the program, including a quiz on the ages of celebrities for Ethan. Plus, Tom Cruise made his way into the rundown. I don't approve of this, but we'll have to talk about it next on the Nightside Project. Stay with us.
And we are not finished untangling it.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition spring season.
It's beautiful out there, Alex. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, so are your respiratory droplets, so stay away from me.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project, the second hour of the show, the final hour of the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. And we hope that you're enjoying this limited edition spring season of the Nightside Project. What can we say?
We're having a lot of fun bringing it to you. I know that part of Prince Charles's thing is he has to, as a representative, there are few left. There aren't very many representatives of the British royal family anymore. They can't get a lot of them to speak on behalf officially of the family. So you roll out Prince Charles to tell people they got to start going out there and picking some fruit and vegetables if they're furloughed. I didn't know. I just hadn't heard his voice in so long. All of the portrayals of royal people, Ethan, I'm going to be totally honest, have been, and tell me this is not the same for you, on Netflix's The Crown. All of the people that I've heard that have been speaking, and that is the exact way that royals speak. And so there is a royal's accent that kind of goes along. It's very highfalutin, Ethan. And so when the prince asks you to pick fruit.
At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged.
At this time of great uncertainty, I didn't know that a grapefruit was neither a grape nor a fruit. They're like, it is a fruit.
Oh, is it? What about grape nuts?
Take 14, then. Come together, Britain, and pick grape nuts together with me, Prince Charles. So I think we should start bringing Prince Charles.
Look, man, I got to tell you this. If Prince Charles came to me and said,
Ethan, would you mind picking some of the fruits and veg for this weekend's royal meal at Buckingham Palace?
Yes.
The Queen is in need of a few aubergine. Isn't that what's that called? The aubergine.
What corgis? She has corgis.
I know, but isn't that the French word for an eggplant? There you go.
Why would I know that? Ethan, what was the French word for eggplant?
Ethan,
Ethan, the queen is in need of those long, purple, fake pumpkins. Can you bring those to the palace this weekend?
Yes.
It's me, Prince Charles.
All right, so we're kicking off the second hour here with a little bit of some headlines. And Ethan,
yeah, I've got headlines.
I thought it was appropriate before you get to your headlines that I brought a headline up that I found and that I'm allowing into the show, okay? Because I'm not going to let you take over this story.
Yep.
Tom Cruise has been found out to have been spending his COVID, his quarantine in London inside the Scientology's UK headquarters. I know that's right. And when I said, where do you think he's spending it? Our producer Jeremy goes, in some Scientology bunker. It is absolutely true. And it's not a bunker. It's a posh $17 million Sussex headquarters of Scientology. And not only that, I love how they put it in this headline, too, from the Daily Mail. Hunkered down with a Michelin star chef in luxury accommodations.
Yeah,
they make it sound like he's got a lurid affair with a chef. You know, it's like reality is everybody's living in this massive mansion because they all can.
Yeah. And so Tom Cruise, he's living there in England. He actually has been apparently spending a lot of time over the last couple of years in England. And
he's been there since Christmas with his entire extended family.
Yeah. And so he's kind of kept them all close. So it's himself, his kids, his sisters, their partners and their children. So it's kind of a crowd that they've all got there. But you know what? I mean, look, if Tom Cruise came to me
Prince Charles here.
If Tom Cruise came to me and said, Prince Charles wants you to spend quarantine with me at a
posh
Scientology thing.
But you're going to have to pick fruits and vegetables for the royal family on
the
weekend.
I'd say yes all day long. I would say yes to that all day long. People are like, oh my gosh, he's holed up in this huge mansion with a Michelin star chef. Can you believe it?
and an obsessed radio host fan from the States.
Where's the controversy here? If I had the money, I would spend coronavirus in a match with a Michelin starred chef.
Well, and Tom Cruise. The honest truth is if my quarantine was with a Michelin starred chef and Tom Cruise, and then we're sitting in the room together, and go, gosh, isn't it weird that we're all living together still? Michelin chef, mm-hmm. What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. I've been making quesadillas for the last 10 days. I've been like totally underutilizing my. Prince Charles took all the eggplants, so I can't make a thing around here. Jeez. Ethan, the entire COVID-19 quarantine with the entire Wu-Tang Clan or a Michelin chef?
A Michelin chef. I don't know. I don't really know the Wu-Tang Clan very much.
Oh, it's a clan, though. See, and they could, they could all bring their talents to the table.
Well, if one of them could cook, I guess.
Hi, Method Man. Red Man.
All right, Alex, I've got another one.
What?
Okay, I've got another one. So, this one's a great one. We're trying to figure out how we might create things like a moon base, right, on the moon.
Yes.
Here's the problem, though, is that for every pound of material that we want to take to the moon, it's going to cost us over $10,000. No, just to get it into orbit. So just 1 pound of payload from Earth into orbit costs about $10,000. So, you know, it's not like we can send up fence posts and bags of concrete to the moon. That's just kind of be out of the question. So scientists are trying to figure out how we can use as many resources on the moon itself in creating this. And what they've discovered is discovered a new method that they think is going to work. They say that you can use, and researchers have demonstrated that you could potentially use urea to create what is essentially lunar concrete. In other words, it can be used to make you use water, urea, and the powdery soil found on the moon's surface.
Well, okay, hold on.
You can use 3D-printed geopolymer cylinders of the mixture, and you can shape it in and harden it into like a concrete thing. Now, here's the thing, though. You know where you get urea?
Yeah, it's tinkle.
It's human urine, which is exactly the kind of brilliance
that we paid NASA for. Give me some moon dust. Now, Craig, I need you to take this moon dust to the bathroom. Because we think we can make concrete out of it.
It's not literally like that.
So but wait a minute.
I read that and I was impressed.
I'm impressed too, except for how long is this going to take? You know what I mean? How long is this going to take? And are we making bricks? And then in the end, when you open the door and a piece of the ceiling falls down into your soup? Okay.
Well, you can throw that right out. I mean, you got to be realistic with the limitations of being on the moon.
When the moon cave dust falls into your mouth while you're snoring, okay, you have to do the math in your head as to how things got the way they are in your life. All right? You have to start doing a little bit of a, yes, I'm an astronaut, but is this worth it?
No, that wouldn't make you. That's not. You're not too squeamish for this.
Oh, come on. I'm not. I'm saying you would be. I'm saying you would be.
If Tom Cruise came to me
and said Prince Charles needs you to go to the moon,
he says Prince Charles needs you. He hands me a little cup, and says Prince Charles needs you. I would be there for
the thing.
King.
Is what do we know about? What do we know about going to the bathroom and being an astronaut? You're already years into wearing a diaper, all right? So that's where it doesn't matter. All right, we're taking the break.
Now, you took it too far.
Okay. I took it too far.
And then you came in down here.
We've got some consumer news, including
too far.
A company that is shutting down forever. Retailers having to make the tough decision. We'll come back, more to go. The Nightside Project continues.
Credibility. Also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery.
So, can I tell you, we had a... Look, we're all trying to figure this out. I don't know how many of our segments we've started with that. Listen, we're all trying to figure out all of this. All of this.
We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's fine.
But we had a social distancing. We had a social distancing thing, you know, like a lunch today, right?
Yeah.
There's a KSL sports team, right?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is interesting. We were at a public park. We were all looking at each other. Eating our takeout food, and it was good because on the one hand, it was like, hey, you know what? This is nice that we're all kind of getting together. But, you know, at some point we were all like, all right, anyway, talk to you guys later. You know, like, yeah. And I know that we're trying to be – I know we're trying to figure out a way to still be, like, a team and build. And my boss, Nate, is awesome in that sense. He's like, let's try to figure this out. But at the same time too, everybody's like, okay, here we are. How's everybody doing? Is everybody okay? You know,
how many Zoom meetings are you having now every day?
Oh, but see, here's the thing. I would take this over a Zoom meeting all day, every day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not complaining about that. Plus there was free food. What I'm saying is that we don't know what to do with each other. Cause we're like, is everything good? Yeah. You. All right. Well, talk to you later. Love you.
Yep.
Keep going or see whatever. Prince Charles says you've got to pick the veggies. Look, I would do it. If President Trump came to me and said, Tom Cruise has told me to tell you from Prince Charles that you need.
But would you believe him, though? I mean, if President Trump came to you and said, hey, Tom Cruise wanted me to tell you something. I mean, would you believe it or would you be like, oh, sure, dude. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, he'd want to take the credit, right? Anyway.
Now, I would do it for Prince Charles because Prince Charles is a king.
He's not.
We don't have
king
in
this. You just said it doesn't make any sense. I would do it for Prince Charles because Prince Charles, he's not just a prince. He's a king. That's not true. He's just a prince.
He's soon to be a king.
No.
And we don't have
I bet his mom outlives him.
We don't have kings in the U.S. That's why I don't have to do anything President Trump says when he comes to me with some phony story about Tom Cruise.
Do your part, Great Britain, and pick the vegetables.
However, when a real-life king comes to me,
I wish he's wearing the crown and the cape that has the white and black spots. You know, it's like white fur with the black spots in it. If he's wearing that, then I'll do it. I'll say, put that cape on. Which one? The one with the white fur and the black spots. And then I'll think about picking your oranges for you.
Yeah.
They have oranges in Great Britain? I don't think it's a climate.
No, they're everywhere. You can't swing a stick without hitting an orange lying around everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the land of oranges.
It's all they do there. Oh, it's mangoes, oranges, pineapples. Just flowing through the streets of Great Britain. They can't get rid of what do you think the song was written? You put the lime in the coconut. It was for the people of Great Britain. Because that's all they just. Because
they didn't know what to do. They had so many coconuts.
They're filthy with them.
The limes.
They're filthy with them. All right, Millard, we got to get to the important part of the show.
Where is this conversation going?
I have no idea. So,
for goodness sakes. Pier 1, we got consumer news.
Oh, yes, we do.
Have you got an intro?
Yes, I do.
Consumer news. It could save your life. Or not.
So Pier 1 is on its way out. It's filed for bankruptcy a few months ago, and now this week it's asked the bankruptcy court to cease its retail operations as soon as reasonable as possible. That means that this 58-year-old company is going to be closing down all of its stores.
Yeah, and you know what? You only have yourself to blame, Ethan. When was the last time you went into Pier 1?
It actually, and this is not a lie, it was actually last year. Coincidentally, it was last year. Yeah. Well,
then
it was early last year, and I cannot remember why I was in there, but I do remember.
Did you buy anything?
I remember walking into Pier 1, and I remember it because I'd never been to Pier 1 before. So I've been there once, and it was like a year ago.
So, and did you buy anything?
I can't remember.
Well,
probably not.
Sounds like a dedicated,
I think, I, think
been
I was on
once
some...
last year, and did you buy anything? Can't remember.
Yeah.
Just love it.
Maybe
I love
could have predicted this. Maybe I could have predicted
That's what I'm saying is that we say that we have an affinity for these companies that are going out of business.
I never said that.
We say that we worship at the altar
of Pier One. Of home decor.
But you are a liar. Wait, here's the thing, though. I will say this, though, and this is another story that is part of consumer news, and that is, what is our desperation? Aside from the jobs, which I want to be able to save for everybody, right? But why are we bending over backwards to keep talking about JCPenney? Like, honestly, I'm not trying to rip on JC or his mother Penny, but I'm just trying to say that this is like a place that we haven't been. Everybody's experience with JCPenney over the past, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 years has been not a good one most of the time. And so when you see this news, for example, that Amazon is thinking about merging with JCPenney or saving JCPenney. Now, from Amazon's standpoint, it's another brick-and-mortar place that they can basically fulfill their logistics of getting people stuff and getting people to return stuff and getting people on board as part of making Jeff Bezos a trillionaire at some point.
Right.
But when we look at it and we go, hey, we got to save JCPenney. I'm always like, what? You don't even like JCPenney. And there's nothing that JCPenney does for me. There's nothing that JCPenney does nowadays.
How do you know? You never go there.
That's
how
what
do
I'm
you
saying.
Know? It might be the perfect
where
store.
Where is one? Will you tell me where
there
there's a JCPenney?
Like, oh, my gosh.
If you tell me where there's a JCPenney, and then you send me a Google pin, and it actually is the place where the Cottonwood Mall used to stand, then I'm going to be upset. Right?
Hold on. Matt, I'm going to Google Maps.
Google Maps. JCPenney.
If there's one on your street, I'm going to laugh so hard.
There's one on my street. Residential neighborhood, JCPenney on the corner. And they go,
hold on, this is taking a minute.
Oh, you want. I walk up and go, hi, I feel really stupid about this, but I want to get my vacuum serviced.
Okay.
I think that's all that they did. I'm not sure. That and what are the jokes? People
Alex.
Are like, what's the JCPenney? I shopped in the Husky section. Your mom asks, how does it feel in the crotch area? And you go, it doesn't fit real well, okay? That's my experience with JCPenney.
You got to shake the crotch out a little bit.
No, no. How does it feel? Did you button them up? Did you zip up? Did you zip up the zipper? Okay.
I pulled up JCPenney
and
on Google
how
Maps.
How many?
There is one at Southtown.
Okay.
There's one at the district.
I'm not trying to be mean about it. Please don't text me in with the stuff about.
There's one at Valley Fair Mall. So, face. We have three in the Salt Lake Valley.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to expand it a little bit.
I'm going to look for some products that I want to find at JCPenney. I'm on JCPenney.com, which is still operating. It didn't come up with, hey, you can buy this website now. And there's a kids section. Do they do clothes mostly now? Now, listen, 40 to 50% off men's and women's swimwear and up to 30% off of blenders. So now we're talking. This department store action. You know what I mean?
Hold on. There's one up by you. Dude.
Where?
Hold on.
If you say it's in Idaho, I'm not going to like your joke because everyone says that I live far away now.
No.
I don't.
All right. So it is. All right. So
you
it's.
Don't, I'm just saying all these businesses are going out of business and you say, that's a shame. You don't actually support them and you don't care for them that much and you don't use them.
It's over by the. On Hillfield Road.
Okay.
It's kind of south of the conference center where all those stores and restaurants are.
The conference
center? Dude, it's right there, bro. You can throw a rock from your house to this JCPenney.
There's no conference center in Fruit Heights.
Davis Conference Center. No, it's not literally in Fruit Heights.
I thought you said it was in my neighborhood.
I mean that.
I got you.
It's on Hillfield Road.
Hillfield Road. We're taking the break. When we come back, Ethan's going to take the. There's a thing that's been happening. All these celebrities that have been getting online and doing like the Zoom. Hey, man, let's get through this together. It's kind of interesting because I've looked and been like, oh, he looks a little bit old now that I don't see him in a movie. And I started to go through a couple things, and I want Ethan to take this celebrity age quiz when we come back. So I took it today, and I missed all around everybody.
Okay.
In all directions, up and down, everything. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to come back. You can test your knowledge as well. Celebrity ages. Stay right here with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
You're difficult.
Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Alex, a little clarification from the textures. That JCPenney's up there is at Layton Hills Mall.
Oh, so the one on Hillfield Road.
Yes, that is the closest one to you. Yeah. And so you better get there, especially because someone else texted in this that I like the Michael Strahan line at JCPenney's. And I feel like maybe you might like that too, Alex, because...
because I'm a little bit bigger?
No, because you like football.
Okay.
And Michael Strahan played
football.
Like
it's not like they're all... Oh, you'd like the Michael Strahan line. It's a bunch of mouthpieces and
do you think that's what the Michael Strahan line is? It's just a bunch of like
football gear.
Costume pieces.
Look, I like Michael Strahan. I do think it's interesting that he's found this second career. Like, I would have never imagined in a million years when he was playing football. I mean, he was always very charismatic and funny, you know, after games, things like that. And you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But never do you think, like, after a game, someone goes, Michael, I'm from the future. You'll be doing hard news.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America in 10 years. It's like, and he's like, yeah, right. Anyway, see you later. Like I watch him do like a reader, like a news reader. And I'm like, and he's not bad at it at all.
No, he's great.
He's good at it.
He's really good. Yeah.
It's just, it is still a disconnect for me. I'm going, Michael Strahan.
See, I didn't really watch him.
The
I didn't really watch
king,
him play
and,
football.
And he goes on there and he starts reading like a serious news thing, and I'm like, "Hold on, you're playing me, Mike. You're playing me, Mike Strahan. Let's go."
I don't have that problem because you know I'm a latecomer to football.
Yeah, yeah. No, so you're
last 4 or 5 years.
You were in a football coma, and then when you woke up from it, we started to get you back up to speed.
That's right,
about
yeah.
football. So,
yeah,
Millard, we've got an interesting thing. We have one of our. Our signature Nightside, absolutely, totally worthless quizzes. And this is one that you can play at home. And I want you to say these things out loud as you hear them. And then I want you to do the math in your head as to how close you are for these ages. Okay.
Okay.
And now this is interesting. This is an interesting thing. It's called Guess Their Age, and it's a, just kind of a quiz thing. And
yeah,
and they're
you
all
can ask me how
all
these
different
celebrities are.
Yeah, but they're all different. So I can actually play along
all
with
all different
but
celebrities.
I'm just gonna you can play along at home. Yell out the age, and then keep your score as well.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you however close you are, up or down, that's your score. And after 10, you can add it up and see if you beat Ethan. So here we go. Ethan, I will keep your score for you.
Okay. Okay.
Out of and we're going out of 100. So possible 10 out of each question. You have 10 questions. Here we go. Because 10 is right on, right? And then anything below, if you're further away than 10 years away from their age, you get no points. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Ethan, Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker is how old?
Oof. I'm going to say Sarah Jessica Parker is...
you have two things. You have this thing where you can be like, oh, she's super old. She's 74. She's 74.
60. I'm going to say so. If she was 65.
Okay. You got it.
No. Stop. I'm trying to think because I'm going back from War Games, right? So I'm trying to think, when was War Games? Let's say.
What?
I'm going to say she's 60.
Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker, 60 years old. Ethan, the correct answer is Sarah Jessica Parker hates you. She's 55 years old. So 5 points to start her out of the gate. Not bad, though. It's close. 5 years off. Not bad.
Yeah. All right.
See, you do what a lot of people do. They overshoot it. You got to be very good on this game of going right ahead. Kiefer Sutherland, Ethan. Kiefer Sutherland is how many years old? If I hear the tippity tap of your Googling, I will.
No, I'm not Googling anything. Okay. So for Kiefer Sutherland.
Don't overthink it. Don't do Lost Boys and then try to go back from there.
I was going straight back to Lost Boys. But Kiefer Sutherland is 60.
Okay. So everybody's 60 years old for Ethan.
I'm too nervous about this now. You're up in my head.
Ethan, Kiefer Sutherland is 53 years old. So only 3 points on that one. Not off to a good start with the first two. Overshooting their age, buddy. Overshooting their age.
Big
so far.
Time. All right. I got to reframe this.
So, Ethan.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley.
Okay.
Star of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Yeah. Keira Knightley is 35.
35 years old. Ethan, right on the money. Keira Knightley, 35 years old.
Woo!
Well done. 35 years old. You're up to 18 points now after three questions. Very good. You don't get them right on the money all the time. It's tough.
Someone texted in and said Sarah Jessica Parker was not in War Games. That was Ally Sheedy.
I will say this. You may have confused her for War Games because her husband, Matthew Broderick, is in War Games, of course.
So, I'm going to look that up when we're finished.
Ethan, Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor, is how many years old?
I'm going to say Chris Hemsworth is 30.
Chris Hemsworth is 36 years old. Yeah, only 4 points on that one, Millard. So nice go with the Keira Knightley deal, but now you're four questions in. You only have 22 points here, buddy.
Okay.
Ethan, Marissa Tomei. Actress Marissa Tomei is how old?
Okay, Marissa Tomei is...
Blankety-blank years old. Here we go.
She is... She's 55.
Okay, 55 years old, Marissa Tomei. Ethan. On the money, 10 points.
No.
Yes, 55. Yeah. Now tell me, did you think she was 55 or were you like, I think she's 47, but I'm going to say 55 because it's
no, I'm trying to kind of reframe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take it a little more slower.
Yeah, I got you. Ethan, James Bond, Daniel Craig, is blankety blank years old.
Okay, so James Bond, so Daniel Craig, he doesn't look young.
I get you.
I'm saying he's 45.
I'm 45 years old. Ethan, Daniel Craig is 52 years old.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Good for him.
45 is, that was a terrible guess. But 3 points, nonetheless. Mm. You're not totally off by 10 plus yet. So you are 35 points in here, Ethan, and you have, you're now in question number 7. Hugh Jackman is how many years old? Hugh Jackman
is...
Play along at home. Yell out the age.
Oh, jeez. So...
Play along at home. See if you can beat Ethan's score. Here we go.
You know what? I'm going to say Hugh Jackman is, you know, 55 has been kind of my go-to number. I'm going to pin that on Hugh Jackman, too. Okay. He's 55.
55 years old. Hugh Jackman is 51 years old.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. I'm tightening it up
points,
a little bit.
6 points, though. Not bad. They're not bad. Here we go, Ethan. Second to last question. So here we go. Second to last question. Oh, my goodness. Ethan, Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood.
From The Hobbit?
From Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, yeah.
He is a hobbit. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not from The Hobbit, no.
Okay. All right. Elijah Wood is...
He's not Harry Potter either. Do not get him mixed up with Harry Potter.
Elijah Wood is 40.
40 years old, Ethan. Ethan, Elijah Wood is 39 years old.
Yeah.
One off. Elijah Wood's my age. The guy looks like he's 11 still.
He's a hobbit.
Get out. He's got those hairy feet.
They age differently.
I don't know who this person is, Ethan, but I'm going to look him up real quick. Hold on.
This isn't fair.
No, I don't. But see, I can't pick it. It does it for me. So, oh gosh, he's in. Okay. Oh, it's Spud Murphy from Trainspotting. Ewan Bremner.
Which one is Spud Murphy? Was it one with the glasses?
I don't know. I can't remember. He's the guy. If you saw his face, you'd get it. He was in Black Hawk Down. He was in Pearl Harbor, Trainspotting. He was in Wonder Woman.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
See this guy?
So he is. Ewan Bremner.
Ewan Bremner is?
50.
50 years old. Ethan? Ooh, Ewan Bremner, 48, 2 years off. Right. Not bad, my friend. Here we go. You got to speed it up here, dude. You got to speed it up. So does this little quiz thing. Oh, right. Ethan, this is a great one. Jennifer Lawrence is how old? Final question. Final question of the quiz.
Jennifer Lawrence is 30.
30 years old, Ethan. Jennifer Lawrence is 29 years old. One point off. You get 9 points. Well done. 67 out of 100, which according to this quiz
is a B-.
On this quiz, they give you a massive applause.
Oh, great.
So well done. Well done. I got a 71 today, but it was different people. So there you go. Well done, Ethan.
Thank you.
I hope you had as much fun on this stupid, pointless quiz as I did.
Oh, I loved it.
Final segment of the program is next. We're going to take your...
What did you learn?
Yes, your text message. What did you learn? 575-00-575-00. Is the text number.
I just love the pointless quizzes because it's like all eyes on Ethan.
Yes.
I love it. I love the attention.
And it's really hard because you're not going to get them right at all. Almost at all. But you got two right dead on. So perfect. All right, we're going to take the break here.
I destroyed that quiz.
We're going to come back. We've got more to go. Our final segment of the show on the Nightside Project. And yes, we've got your what you learned and also Ethan's Zen headlines to make you feel good as you end your day. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL's Radio.
Nightside, we're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right. The Nightside Project, final segment of tonight, 57500. Send your text in. What did you learn tonight on the Nightside Project? 57500. Here are a few, Alex. Tonight I learned that you can make concrete on the moon. Yes, you can, and we all know how. Here's another one. I learned on the Nightside Project that Prince Charles should record audiobooks on how to grow fruits and vegetables on other planets that are harvested by unemployed JCPenney's workers.
Yeah. Ethan, did you know that figs have as much calcium as a glass of milk?
Food is important.
He's like, I've just found out that fruits and vegetables do not magically arrive at the castle.
Everyone eats food.
At some point... The castle has to be infiltrated by infidels who muck up its kitchens with their feet.
On today's episode of Game of Thrones,
Hold on.
I'm still trying to wait for the crown.
Hold on. I'm still trying to perfect the prince's accent. Let's see if we can figure it out.
At this time of great uncertainty, many of our normal routines and regular patterns of life are being challenged.
normal patterns. I mean,
normal routines and regular patterns of life.
This
you got to kind of.
The pomegranate has 1,000 seeds, commonly known as arils, Ethan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, that's right. That cadence is important. Yeah. No, you're getting it. You're getting it.
Thank you.
Look, before long, you'll Prince Charles is going to just be calling into the show.
You know what? Why not? And if he wants to call in and ask any therapy questions to Dr. Matt,
575. Oh, yeah, give out that number again.
575-7668. So, and listen, pocket that. If you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm around some people that I'm trying to front like I have no issues at all, and you want to do this a little bit later, maybe you can remember this phone number then. 801-KSL-SNOT. That's how you'll remember how to call in to, I don't know how we determined that was what it was, but yeah. So there you
all
go.
Right. Here are a few others. I learned that Alex is the sole cause for JCPenney going under. Where's the music?
Oh.
Where's the music?
I think it's a... Let me see.
I'm reading these. I'm like, something is not right.
Something isn't right. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. So that's my bad. I've got the music. You keep talking and...
I'm not saying another word till that music comes on. I got a contract.
You do, huh? You do. Interesting. Okay. The end of the show music there. There you go.
Tonight...
What?
Well, I don't know. I just don't know how much personal information you like to have around. But someone learned a personal detail about you.
What was it?
That you're 39 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Still in my 30s. Yeah, but we're both in our 30s, mate. Yeah.
Good for you. I learned that in the future, homes will be made of moon dust and tinkle. That's from Ferox.
Yeah, listen. I didn't want to say Ethan kept being like, well, a special combination of moon dust and urea. Aww.
Hold on. This is this person, Ferox, has a bunch that they're learning. Hold on.
Oh, you got a lot coming in? Dang.
Just from the same person. I learned that Alex's favorite version of Ethan is incensed about politics, Ethan.
Yeah.
I learned that Prince Charles sounds like an extreme parody of British snobs.
I know. And that's the thing is it's great because the actual version of him... That's why people make fun of royals. Yeah, that's why people make fun of royals so much because the way that they speak is even different in the royal family.
Yeah,
it's just even that's disconnected from the real world.
And here's another one, same source. I learned that Ethan wouldn't pick oranges even if Donald Trump said that Tom Cruise told him that Prince Charles needed him to do it. Rule Britannia, only because I wouldn't believe it. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, 575. What did you learn tonight on the Nightside Project? Hey, we've got a great Zen headline. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready
for the Zen headline because you're gonna play a role in this.
Oh, okay? I am.
Yeah, I've got a sound clip. Did Jeremy load it up?
I don't know.
This is an administrative resident at a Colorado hospital. His name's Tate Hegstrom.
Okay.
Recorded a little song, tribute to frontline workers.
Yeah.
He has a 3-year-old husky Kovu who was there with him. And so they decided, have you got it?
I do have it.
They've decided that they're going to sing a nice, beautiful duet. Are you ready? This is Jason Mraz's I'm Yours. That's all right. Go ahead.
This is Jason Mraz's I'm Yours?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, he's in tune for a second.
There's a couple parts where the dog... Right there! He's like winding up and down the scale enough that like he'll either be right on pitch or he might or just a third above or below to kind of sort of harmonize. It's amazing.
Isn't that great?
I love that dog.
So that's a great little Zen headline. I thought that'd be fun to play tonight.
Well, I think it's when you have a dog that sings the tunes with you, then you can't you're not that far off of having a you know what? That made me smile a little bit, Millard.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, and that's what the Zen headlines are designed to do. So if you see one out there, use the hashtag Zen headlines and share it with us. Alex, my dog doesn't sing. He's great at using the backyard as a toilet.
Jake's really good at that.
That's what your dog does well?
Really well. I put a lot of time and effort into maintaining just a lush green dog toilet. I got the greenest, most luscious dog toilet. It's probably 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Only the best for...
No, for sure.
For our two dogs.
Someone says. What did this say? Oh, the text that came in says that Prince Charles sounds like Orson Welles as Sherlock Holmes. Orson Welles, it reminded me, because as soon as I saw that, I went, I've got to find this, but I've got to turn our music down just for this, just for a second. Because Orson Welles one time did a French wine commercial that he was shooting late in his career, obviously, and he was absolutely drunk doing, or his... There's a champagne commercial, I think, and he's absolutely drunk doing this, and they have to keep doing the takes again. Here we go.
102, take one. With overlap, action, please.
His eyes are half-masked. He's looking around. Hmm? What? He's not saying anything, even though they said
action, awesome, please.
He doesn't do anything?
He doesn't do anything?
Sorry, that's
the lady. She doesn't do anything?
102, take two.
Okay, here we go.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in a bottle of
Prince Charles impersonation is what he's doing.
That's what he's
right
doing.
Here.
Yeah,
doing a Prince Charles impersonation.
I saw Orson Welles' grave this summer in Spain, so there you go.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's phenomenal.
The French. I just love that he says, the French. Oh, my goodness. There's a French wine by Paul Masson.
You know what, Alex? I've had fun tonight. This was the show that we needed.
Okay. It's
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.